Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, In Leading Without Authority, How the New Power of Co-Elevation Can Break Down Silos, Transform Teams, and Reinvent Collaboration. Keith Ferrazzi revolutionizes the traditional concepts of leadership. This book, published in 2020, extends beyond hierarchical boundaries, arguing for a collaborative approach to leadership that leverages the collective skills and energy of a team. Ferrazzi introduces the term co-elevation as a methodology to raise the capabilities, connections, and contributions of others, regardless of one's official role in the organization. The author, known for redefining networking and relational strategies in his previous works, delves deep into how today's leaders can drive innovation and success by creating an atmosphere of mutual support and accountability. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the concept of co-elevation. The foundational concept in Keith Ferrazzi's Leading Without Authority is co-elevation. This strategy involves working aggressively with others to achieve a common mission and lift each other to higher levels of performance, rather than solely elevating one's individual status. It prescribes a mutual reliance and assistance beyond traditional team collaboration. Co-elevation is about creating a community driven by a shared mission and pivots on the importance of going high together rather than individually. Characteristics of co-elevation include radical transparency, relational and situational humility, and the courage to hold one another accountable, all of which challenge the conventional leader-follower dynamics. This approach dismantles silos and encourages an environment where open feedback and collective responsibility thrive. Secondly, transforming team dynamics. Ferrazzi explores how adopting co-elevation can transform traditional and outdated team dynamics into dynamic and efficient forces. Generally, team members operate under the set roles and expectations defined by their titles or job descriptions. However, co-elevation encourages everyone, regardless of their role, to take shared responsibility for the team's objectives. This shared responsibility eliminates common barriers like territorial behavior and competition, fostering a culture where team members feel more connected, supported, and inspired to contribute. With practical methodologies such as regular check-ins and frequent, open communication, teams can transcend individual limitations, enhancing both individual and group capabilities. Thirdly, breaking down silos. One of Ferrazzi's critical discussions in Leading Without Authority is about breaking down organizational silos that often restrict information flow and impede collaboration. Silos, whether departmental, hierarchical, or geographical, limit opportunities for innovation and problem-solving by confining knowledge within certain areas of an organization. Through co-elevation, leaders can encourage cross-functional interaction and build networks that bridge these divides. Ferrazzi suggests strategies like lattice networking, where connections are formed non-linearly across all organizational levels and departments, fostering an ecosystem of shared knowledge and resources. Fourthly, reinventing collaboration. In the book, reinventing collaboration involves changing the way people work together by incorporating technology, flexibility, and inclusivity into the process. Ferrazzi advocates for the use of digital tools to facilitate better communication and project management among team members who may not be in the same physical space. He also emphasizes the importance of inclusivity, ensuring that all voices are heard and valued during collaborative efforts. This approach not only enhances creativity, but also enables organizations to respond more adeptly to changes and challenges in the business environment. Lastly, innovative leadership strategies. Ferrazzi offers innovative leadership strategies that stress vulnerability, empathy, and authenticity. Leaders are encouraged to share their challenges openly, fostering a culture where people feel safe to express their own uncertainties and mistakes. This type of environment supports a learning culture and continuous improvement. Additionally, by prioritizing empathy, leaders can better understand and meet the needs of their team members, which drives deeper engagement and loyalty. Authenticity in leadership helps in building trust and a solid rapport, which is fundamental in a co-elevated environment. In conclusion, Keith Ferrazzi's Leading Without Authority is a must-read for modern leaders, team members, or anyone interested in improving collaboration and organizational culture. By embracing the principles of co-elevation, individuals at all levels can contribute more effectively to their teams and organizations. This book is particularly beneficial for those in leadership roles who are looking to drive change and foster an environment of shared success and innovation. Adopting the strategies discussed can lead to more dynamic, supportive, and effective teams, ultimately enhancing personal and professional growth. If you would like to support Keith Ferrazzi, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.